أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إدغام means to merge, and we said in the previous videos that when there is a nun ساكن at the end of a word followed by a يرملون letter, the nun becomes silent and you merge the previous letter with the next letter. Here are three other types of idgham. The first type is called idgham of two identical letters. It occurs when a letter with a sukun is followed by the exact same letter. Then you merge them into one letter with a shadda. For example, we see two identical letters next to each other. The first letter has a sukun and the next letter is exactly the same. We merge them together and we add the shadda. The Quran has made it easy for us and has already placed the shaddas there. So it will be read as كانت تعمل and not كانت تعمل. It's read together and not separate. Another example, we see two of the same letters. The first letter has a sukun, so we merge them together. It reads وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا and not وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا. It's read together and not separate. The next type of idgham is when both letters have the same makhraj. A makhraj is the area and sound where the voice is formed. If you see the first letter with a sukun and the next letter with the same makhraj, then you merge together. Here are the examples. If you see a dhal with a sukun on it and the next letter is a dha, you drop the dhal and merge the alif with the dha. It reads idh-dhalamu. Merging also happens to the ta and dal and vice versa. The ta gets dropped and is read as athqalat da'awa and not athqalat da'awa. The dal is dropped in this example and is read as qad tabayyan and not qad tabayyan. Merging also happens to the tha and the dhal. The tha gets dropped and is read as yalhath dhalik and not yalhath dhalik. Merging also happens to the ba and the meem. The ba gets dropped and is read as irkam ma'ana and not irkab ma'ana. Merging also happens on the ta and the ta. The ta gets dropped and it reads وَقَالَتْ طَائِفَةً and not وَقَالَتْ طَائِفَةً. Have you noticed in all these examples, the letter that is dropped, the next letter has a shadda? That's an easy way to remember them. This example is a little different. It doesn't have a shadda. This is partial idgham, so you still pronounce the ta, but when you do qalqala on the ta, as you know the voice echoes in the qalqala, the echo part on the second part of the qalqala, you pronounce the ta. In this example, it reads farratum. I pronounce the ta, but the second part of the qalqala, I pronounce the ta. The third type of idgham happens when the letters are close in the makhraj. It happens on the lam and the ra, and happens on the qaf and the kaf. In this case, we drop the lam and read it as waqul rabbi and not waqul rabbi. In this case, we drop the qaf and read it as nakhlukum and not nakhluq.
صدق الله.